The Rising of the Kings, 1 and 2 Samuel. This is a short snippet of the complete lesson on King Saul's calling and confirmation, 1 Samuel 9 and 10 by Paul Bucknell. This is produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom, www.foundationsforfreedom.net. This is only a small part of the whole lesson. You need to go to the website to find the rest. Do you ever want to understand more about God's calling? In 1 Samuel 9 to 10, we find that, first of all, in chapter 9, it introduces the calling, how King Saul, in this case, was actually called to be king. In chapter 10, it talks about his confirmation, how he came to know that what God wanted for his life and be able to be strengthened and encouraged for that. Let me use this diagram to help introduce these two concepts important to understanding God's will, our calling in life. First of all, when we look at 1 Samuel 9, the calling is an inner awareness of what God wants us to do. He brings further clarity to our life as to what he wants. That's the inner awareness. The second part is the direction. Once we know what we want, that becomes the direction, the burden in our life, what we want to do, where we are headed. And so when we look at it, we can say, I know what God now wants for me. So the first part of a calling is very important, is comes from an inner awareness of what God wants, and that condenses down to understanding what he wants, so I know what to do, and I know the different steps he takes. But that doesn't make it very easy for us to do it. The knowing is not the doing. There's also a second part that he adds here in confirmation from 1 Samuel chapter 10, and actually in chapter 11 also an affirmation, which we will not talk about. That will come after we step into doing what God wants for our life. But now let's continue that diagram from the confirmation of understanding that calling. In King Saul's life again, as we look, we see that first of all in chapter 10, he strengthens his faith through a series of special signs that he gives. We know about the personal confirmation, the family confirmation, the public confirmation. All these things come together to strengthen one's faith. In this case, King Saul. God knew about his special need and was using these signs to confirm that. As we go on, we find that once one's faith is strengthened, it becomes motivation, and then a resolve of, I can do it. Before, it was just, I know. But now, I can. God empowers us and enlivens our faith so that we actually go and do it. So as we look at King Saul's call, or many of our calling too, there is first of all that knowing part, what God wants us to do. That's our burden. But he also wisely brings that confirmation into our life. Now I want to explain this confirmation a little bit more through one further diagram. This is the two aspects to God's calling. We are here, and then all of a sudden God speaks somehow, some way. In King Saul's life, he used a unique set of circumstances to bring Saul to be aware, through the prophet Samuel in this case, of what he wanted. But he does this through many, many unique means. And so there is the task of what we are to do. But there are problems. There's issues. How are we going to get there? Now, this is the confirmation, the needs that God needs to make aware in our life so that we know what he wants. So we have the calling, the inner clarity of task. We have the confirmation, the strength to overcome problems. This area, the problems, the need, is perhaps what really makes us aware and wonder, how are we ever going to do this? This is where we are so concerned and scared. Like King Saul, if you look at his own life, his sense of inferiority and inadequacy, which I also faced in my own life, and still do in some ways. I don't know how could I ever do what God puts on my heart. But if we're careful about our circumstances, what he's speaking to us in his word, and through people around us, we will find that he often and in many different unique ways brings that confirmation to our life so that we are empowered and encouraged enough to take that next step. As we go on in one step, he gives us further encouragement to go on into the next step. I just wanted to share here and summarize these two aspects to God's calling. There's much more to say, and there's more on the website. If you go to www.foundationsforfreedom.net, in the top right, there's a little box, search box. It will search there. And if you put God's calling, it will bring you to a number of different special web pages that will help you to understand more about God's calling. Whether you're thinking about full-time calling, you can put full-time, F-U-L-L-time, full-time, into that box, and we'll bring you some articles on understanding that, or even as a pastor, how to counsel someone going into full-time. But in the whole article itself, it expands it and talks and discusses more on the general call, or along with the MP3 tape. So, encourage you to come. This has been produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom by Paul Bucknell. 1 Samuel 9 to 10 on King Saul and his calling and confirmation.